Hey, hey. Calling on my sexy ladies up in the morning, early, in the gym, meal prepping and goal setting and shit. I'm not really a meal prepper myself. I'm a burger bitch. But I am in the gym, so shout out to that. Calling all the mothers. Shout out to y'all, mothers. You know, all the mothers that see maybe like a little mucus stain on your kid, and you're like remembering and thinking back to when it was some sperm that you saw on the stain on the shirt. Yeah, shout out to y'all too. I just want to talk to the money-making stallions getting flued out real quick. You know what I mean? I really envy you ladies because y'all take some initiative, okay? I'm an independent woman myself, and this may be the first time you're hearing this angelic yet very stern voice. So I am Vanetta Schofield, and I want to welcome you to Panty Lines, the podcast. It is a Funny Honeys production, and we are pissing on the patriarchy, okay? That's what I stand for. That's what I live for. Funny Honeys is all about empowering women through entertainment. So we will be entertaining you with some really dope podcast episodes centered around panties. And yes, it's strictly about panties, but also panties hold so much in regards to feminism. I recently told one of my customers that I was going to be doing a podcast about panties. And she was like, oh my God, you don't think just like a podcast about panties is like, you don't think that's like too narrow of a scope? And that bitch got a very narrow glass of Sauvignon Blanc, okay? Because don't fuck with me and my dreams. I set goals and I'm going to achieve them. And this will be the shit, just in case you were wondering, okay? But yeah, panties. I wanted to talk about panties because I run Funny Honeys and I wanted us to have a really amazing product to associate with our brand. We're a very new brand. If you've been to one of our live shows, you know we're dope. If you are not in New York City, you have probably never heard of us before. But Funny Honeys is an LLC that is fucking going to take over the world because I believe in it and everything. I put my heart, my soul, and everything into it because I am an entertainer and I have always been a woman. I was born with a pussy. Didn't know that I was going to be an entertainer. But when I got into an industry that was super male dominated and just really just, oh, these men, like they start pissing me off. And I got into some things and some in altercations in my career that I feel a lot of women are hit with when they want to achieve greater success in any job and in any career, because it's a patriarchal society. And, you know, I don't like it. And it's something that has happened since the beginning of time, right? I mean, think about it. The first woman was pulled from a rib of another nigga, right? That is some shit. Like, God, come on. Of everything, we had to be a rib. Yeah, so shout out to Eve. And, you know, if you know the story, I actually grew up in the church. So I grew up with this really devout Christian background. And we studied how women were cursed from the beginning. That when we bit that apple and we got that knowledge, you know, women were cursed. And Eve's dropping just had to be all of our the defining moment for us and cursing us. But I don't believe that. That's not what I believe. I'm 30 years old and, you know, so much has happened. Women's suffrage, you know, we couldn't vote and shit and all that. We can vote now. We got a woman, fucking poor Hillary. That bitch is never going to win, but she ran. All right. So we have that. Women have been like reclaiming our place and really making a name for ourselves and doing our things professionally. And as an entertainer, I say, you know what? Just because Eve was cursed and she set that shit up for us, I know women are going to have to fight harder, but I am going to start the fight. I'm going to put that shit out there and I'm going to do something for us. So this is for us and for those that love us. So I guess men, you can listen to. I don't really give a fuck. But if you're listening, treat your woman right, right? And stop texting them other bitches because that shit is not okay. But yeah, so a podcast about panties. There we have it. I love panties. And the thing I love the most about panties is that no matter what you're wearing, like what kind of panties you're wearing, no one can see them. So I think panties are like a secret weapon. I think it's a way to kind of piss on the patriarchy because, you know, maybe your boss doesn't like red, but you can wear that red thong and slay that fucking meeting room and nobody fucking knows, you know, like shit like that. That's what I think of. But it's really funny because panties are not like my cup of tea, actually. Like, I don't have the most decorated collection of panties. I have a few different pairs. I like boy shorts. I just started getting a thong booty. But I'm not really big on that. In fact, my favorite pair of panties that I owned are actually boxers, which is funny. But the reason why those boxers are my favorite is because I bought them for an ex-boyfriend that I had. And at the time, this guy, he had a really good heart. He was actually the first guy I started dating when I moved to New York. I've been in New York about 5 years now. And I wasn't even doing comedy when I started dating this guy. He was really sweet. He was the first nice guy that I met. He was Puerto Rican. These niggas in New York, I don't like them. I don't like the black men here. But this guy, he was nice. And he like lived with his dad, helped his dad out. You know, his dad was sick. I mean, I don't know. Something about me being a helper that just got my pussy wet. But he had really horrible selection of underwear. I mean, he had like maybe two or three pair. They were like some silky shit. I mean, it was just, you can tell he won't fucking, you know. And if he was, bitches did not care about what he looked like. It was horrible. But I cared, and I am a caretaker. So I got a little extra money. And when I went shopping for him. And I bought him these Ralph Lauren boxers. Like, I bought him a six pack. They were on sale. But they were still expensive as fuck. That was the most money that I ever spent on a dude for a gift. But I wanted him to feel good about himself when he was getting in my pussy. Like, I mean, I want you to be the best you so you can give me the best dick. Like, so I was doing it for him, but I was, in essence, doing it for me. But when I got home and I, like, unpacked everything and I looked at them damn drawers and I said, yo, I fucking spent so much. And I didn't get me any panties. I didn't think about it. Like, I didn't even think about buying me nothing new. I mean, my panties were all right, but I could have used something too. So I took two pair out and I was like, listen, you can have these. I bought these for me. I gave you this. And although I changed the narrative, it made me feel good to say that and to be dominant in that situation. And it was a moment. So every time I wore those boxers, I thought about the time where I should have put myself first. And you know what? I had the power to do so at the end of it. So I think I'm very sentimental as far as pieces of clothing go. It just kind of, I don't know why, but I just relate the memories to it. Kind of like music. Like, everybody else is like that with music, but I'm like that with clothes. If we're friends and we become really good friends, I'm going to probably take something of yours just to have something to remember you by. I wish I did that to dudes. Like, what? I wish I stole dudes' boxers, right? And like, I had this collection. But then it would be like boxer lines. It wouldn't be panty lines. So never mind. But yeah. So that's the story of that. And now I buy myself panties, and now I make sure I put myself first. And I've been the type of woman that has, you know, not been that. So I am doing this for every woman because I think I've had different perspectives of different women at different times in my life. And I've been this chick, I've been that chick, and now I want to be the chick, and I'm growing into that. So I'm out here for all the chicks, all the bitches, all the women, every type of woman. I want to connect with you and whatever you're going through in your life. And I also want to be that solace and that like vibe where you can just always get like, yo, tune in, because Vanetta going to be talking about some shit. She's going to have a dope fucking guest. I am in the greatest city in the world, New York City. That's where I'm based. I bring amazing women that are fucking kick ass. Some of my previous guests have been the executive of like marketing at Garnier and that cover of Essence. She's one of the guests in the first season. I have an amazing bedroom consultant from Bedroom Candy. That's my homegirl, Kasha. She's just a queen of just many different trades. I've had a couple in because I really want to get to know what couples and how they interact in regards to panties. Like, because panties control and set a mood. So I want to know what that dude is thinking when he sees his lady in that sexy lace thong. Like, I want to know what the fuck he's thinking when he's wearing that. So I just want to probe that and get into the panties, because it's not just about the panties. And that's why panties, because that is probably the one piece and article of clothing that has the most feminist history behind it. If you didn't know, I bet your ass didn't know. You're not a fucking pantyologist. That's me. Okay, not a pantyologist for sure. You can maybe fact check me on a lot, but I read books for this shit. So I do know that we were not wearing panties until like, it was like 3000 BC and bitches weren't wearing panties. And it wasn't until like fucking Cleopatra times. And someone was like, you know what? It's hot as fuck in Africa. I'm going to cover this cat up. And that was a covering. But women didn't actually start wearing panties. Panties weren't designed until about the Victorian era. That's when panties were really introduced. And panties were a symbol of class. So although panties' whole feminist history, their women have always been separated. That's some fucking bullshit. And there have always been my men and their little dicks that want to separate us and foster division. And I'm not fucking with that shit. Why couldn't women design our own fucking panties? Why couldn't we control it? It's our fucking pussy. Why do we have to be regulated by somebody else? Fuck all that. We ain't got time for that shit. So fast forward to now. All right. We have so many different types of panties. There are women out there designing their own. Shout out to me. I have designed a panty for Funny Honeys and for women because we are pissing on the patriarchy. And that is my response to eavesdropping. Just because Eve dropped doesn't mean that women, all women, have to fall and suffer. That's not what that is. So, you know, we've had all these different things that have happened. Even going back to history, you know, we were regulated by class. Like, the more silk and the more beauty and the more material that were in the panties, that symbolized how much money a woman had. And, you know, it was weird because that shit wasn't sexy. Like, if you go back and look at that shit... they were knickers. This shit was not like panties, you know, feminine term of pants. So it was, they were literally pants for women. That's what they looked like anyway. They were ugly, disgusting. Back in the day, I am a black woman, so I probably would have had the little small ass slave panties, but I would have fucked them panties up, right? Like, they would have been some dope panties. Fast forward, you know, from the Victorian era, and then we are, you know, coming in age of the sexual revolution of women. And over the course of the 1900s, that was probably later 1900s, that was probably when you saw the most variety in panties and in the style. And when women, you know, weren't so fucking restricted and didn't have to wear lace and sell their pussy, they put on some cotton and were reasonable. So there is an era of that. And then there was the sporty look. And I love the sporty look of the panty because it just reminds me of all these other historical things in relation to tennis, because women, athletes, had to design their own shit and get their own protective wear while they were playing the sport that they loved. And that's crazy that it just symbolizes how women, if there's something that we want to do and there's not someone that's going to be out there to teach us and to train us and do everything, we got to go out there and make it happen for ourselves. So Serena Williams is not the first bitch you've seen design her shit with Nike and make her shit fly and make you look at her booty and catch that fat, tight ass while she's fucking hitting that ball. That's not the first time that happened. Can't remember the chick. She was a white girl. I can't remember her name. But, I mean, she's important because it was history. But moving on to Serena. the victory. Okay. But, yeah, so that is a lot that goes. The point I'm trying to fucking make is that history, there's a lot that holds with panties. And it's even funny because panties have fucking motivated men. Yeah. They've motivated men to get in our drawers. We know that. The sexy thing that we do lingerie, Valentine's. Of course, that happens as well. But then there was a one lady who motivated a man to make a lot of fucking money. Back in the day, I don't know, I can't remember the year, but this story is really dope, so I'm gonna still tell it regardless. There was a man having an affair and his mistress, he had her in the house and they was fucking, whatever. And the wife comes home. And when the wife comes in and the late, you know, they got the fuck. So she's like, fuck, what am I gonna do? So she jumps out the window and holding on to nothing but them big ass bloomers. And she arrived, like she literally used it as a parachute and arrived unscathed down on the ground and went about her business and probably fucked another husband. Fuck it. But that's what happened. And the husband was so motivated by that and saw how that happened, he invented the motherfucking parachute. Women in panties have been motivating motherfuckers to make millions. That's crazy, right? I know. Super crazy. Super dope. I wonder what panties for Funny Honeys is going to do, huh? Are you going to buy some? Are you going to check them out? I would love for that to happen. And also, I would love for you to be entertained and find out all the other tidbits about panties and about feminism and just some funny shit and funny stories. I mean, it is called panty lines. You might hear some lines that dudes have tried to say to get into our panties, because ladies, you know they fucking whack. You're going to hear that. You're going to hear women that inspire us. You may be thinking of women that inspire you right now. So go ahead, man. Get with it. And until our first episode, this is just episode zero as a little intro, a little teaser. You know what I mean? I'm just going to leave you wanting more. Until that day comes, I would love for you to follow us on Instagram at PantyLinesPod and keep up with Funny Honeys and what we're doing, because this is not our only project. We have monthly live stand-up shows. We're coming to a city near you. And check out our fucking panties, dude, that I designed for you. I'm not a fucking designer, but I thought of something. I wanted to do it. I reached out to the people to help me to do it, and there we fucking have it. So I want to shout out our designer, who is a freelancer who works with a lot of other independent artists, Hush Intimates. I got to shout her out because she did sit down with me. She didn't want to do the podcast. She's like more behind the scenes, been like, bitch, I'm going to promote you because I'm all about that. I promote my friends that are dope, and she's one of them. So shout out to Hush Intimates, who has designed our panties. Shout out to everyone that is going to be a part of this amazing project. Shout out to you for listening. Keep fucking listening. I'm going to go get some water and get ready for the next episode, because I am your host and that ain't changing. My name is Vanetta Schofield, and I want to thank you for listening to Panty Lines, the podcast, a Funny Honeys production. Bye.